Before I give the sermon this morning, I want to make an apology to you. And in order for me to do this, I think I first of all have to apologize. You may have noted some familiar faces in church are missing. The choir sounds a tad thin, although they really do still sound very good, of course. And you may have been exposed to some unsettling conversations or speculations, that sort of thing. Or it may be that you've heard nothing at all, and what I am going to say will disturb your Sabbath peace. In either case, I do beg your understanding and forgiveness. There has been quite a little controversy in our church, really for a number of months now, and finally, the truth has come to light, and I must break the rule that I have observed, I think, for 31 years. I don't speak about these things at Mass or from the pulpit ever, but it is so grave that I have decided that it is my duty. Tomorrow will be the second anniversary of the ordination of Father Marcus Romola, a young German priest who had been with us for just over a year. He taught some courses at our school and was the pastor of our mission church at St. Clair in Columbus. If you are aware of any of these controversies, or if you're missing someone today, know that it is because Father Romola began a systematic program of both denunciation and whispering to destroy first the seminary and the bishop who trained him for the priesthood. He began that before he was even ordained, it comes to light. The bishop who had educated him from a worker in a garden nursery store to a rather polished and impressive young priest. He arrived here just over a year ago and soon turned his campaign against this church and its clergy and our school and its principal and their family, whom he hated and hounded and humiliated. And for this, I am particularly sorry. But in all that he said and did and incited others to say and to do, he meant to destroy us personally, as well as in our capacity as clergy or as lay workers in a Catholic church. Now, I alone bear the blame for all of this. I ordained Father Romola. Indeed, I brought him here from Germany. And then I sent him to St. Gertrude Church, to, in effect, to break hearts and to bring us low. He ought never to have been ordained. Of all people, a poor man who is a former seminarian and taught for a few months at our school, someone who struggles with mental illness and has now been running a full-time internet campaign against St. Gertrude and so forth. Of all things, this man had warned me 2 years ago not to ordain him to the priesthood, citing the counsel of a certain lady who lived near Germany, who was the housekeeper of our dear friend Father Schönbrunn in Belgium. This lady had gotten to know this seminarian, Marcus Romola, very well, and on her deathbed, she died of cancer. She warned this priest and others of the disaster that would happen if he were ordained. But I did not listen, because that's not my way. He seemed to be so pious, and I'm an optimist. And after all, he had signed a promise of obedience to me as to a bishop. He signed a promise of obedience. And I thought to myself, well, now he had to be given a chance, as I was, when I was a seminarian. But now I am afraid that we all have been paying, and rather dearly, and I beg your pardon for myself and for my poor priest son, Marcus Romola. His only experience in the holy priesthood these 2 years has been to destroy what we have built up at St. Gertrude the Great over the last 31 years, when the mission of St. Gertrude was begun in Milford, Ohio, with some 30 people. Numbers don't really worry us one way or another. But let me say again that I am so very sorry, and let me ask your prayers for those who have made themselves our enemy, and for this poor, wretched priest, and for St. Gertrude the Great, and for her children, her devoted workers, our lovely little school, our church, and our clergy, and our clergy throughout the world, who have felt the wrath of this priest's tongue. Now, I want to make a particular request to you. Tomorrow is our anniversary day. Could you see it in your own heart to begin tonight a 9-day rosary novena, to pray the rosary 9 days in a row in honor of St. Gertrude the Great and our Mother of Good Counsel for all of our very pressing needs at this time? If we will all do this, I have no doubt that Our Lady, through her rosary, will protect us once again.